The Traveler's Journal, March 20th, in the tomb of an Egyptian queen. Ramses II was a powerful pharaoh who ruled the kingdom of Thebes on the Nile River 3,200 years ago. Although Ramses had as many as 40 wives, his favorite was Nefertari. Only she stood beside him as an equal for all eternity, etched in stone on the facade of the temple of Abu Simbel. When Nefertari died at age 40, Ramses had a tomb carved for her into a cliff in the Valley of the Queens on the west bank of the Nile, where other royal wives and children were buried. Craftsmen fashioned Nefertari a 7-room split-level house for eternity and adorned it with rich furnishings. Elaborate wall murals were painted, which panel by panel relate Nefertari's long journey to the afterlife. A stunning procession of deities, humans, animals, and magical objects were captured in warm ochre and terracotta, royal blues, and greens. Over time, grave robbers stripped the tomb of all its adornments, but the mural and its colors survived. The Italian explorer who discovered Nefertari's tomb in 1904 was astonished by the vibrancy of the paintings. To preserve these magnificent colors, Nefertari's tomb has been opened only seldom since then. Several years ago, after a $3 million restoration, it finally went on public display. Even now, just 150 people a day can enter the tomb, and visits are limited to 20 minutes. Yet in that time, one gets an intimate glimpse of a queen and her culture. Nefertari's life has spanned 32 centuries, and still touches a visitor's eye and heart. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.